Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very senior and accomplished professional from Dublin, Ireland, Mr. Simon Haig. Simon, welcome to the show.
It's a privilege to be here, and I know we're separated by oceans, but we're in this small world together, so it's wonderful.
Thank you. Simon is a growth strategist. He's a highly acclaimed business, leadership, brand, and personal growth strategist, and a transformational thought leader. And Simon is a 5-star Amazon author, and all of you know that I'm always very partial to authors, and we will talk a little bit about his book as well.
Yeah.
So, Simon, before we start talking about branding and personal growth, tell me about your own journey in brief.
Well, I'll try and be brief. A lot of it hasn't been planned, Ashutosh, but basically, you could divide my career into 2/3 over 33 odd years. I started life in the UK, and professionally, I qualified as a solicitor, as a lawyer, and I was a private practice lawyer, and I also worked in-house for Dell and another couple of tech companies. In Ireland, I moved to Ireland. And so I was in that career for about 13 years, which was a wonderful experience because it got me to understand really, you know, the human side around how deals are made. And that's really what I got interested in, is how people influence each other, how people communicate. Mm. For me, communication is about connection. It's about how you make people feel. So I focused on the human side.
Right.
And then the next third, then my wife and daughter and I, daughters and I decided to move to Australia. Mm-hmm. I did an MBA there. I completely changed careers, moved into the corporate world. I was managing sustainability for BHP, a big resources company. I ended up becoming a CEO of an American company in Australia, managing indigenous economic development. And so I saw the best and the worst of how humans behave and treat each other, and how they grow and how they lead, etc. And then the last 12 years, I've run my own coaching, consulting, training, e-learning business. Mm-hmm. And I've written 3 books based around my observations of how people interact. Mm. So that's really the overriding, quickest version.
Amazing. And I love the way you just divided everything up into 3 different, you know, beautifully defined parts. Thank you. So let's talk now about branding and personal growth.
Yeah.
How do you define personal growth, and why is it important for individuals, especially for entrepreneurs and leaders?
Well, I think my starting point with all of this, Ashutosh, is that I often say nobody is going to save any of us. You know, we have to find our own way through life. You know, when you buy a car, you get a manual. When you buy a laptop, you get a manual, but nobody gives us a manual for life. And so I found it, you know, I've been obsessed with this concept of potential. What is potential? Ooh. We all have potential here, and there's opportunity up here. And I'm fascinated in how do you close the gap between your potential and opportunity in a non-deluded way. So for me, really, I've, you know, focused on the whole areas around growth mindset and resilience and motivation, emotional intelligence, how we navigate awareness, resilience, growth mindset, and how we communicate not only with others, but ourselves to maximize our potential. Mm-hmm. So that's really what drives the core of what I do. And then if you can kind of divide the 4 areas of my work, there's kind of a logical sequence. I start with the personal growth. Mm-hmm. So the things I've mentioned there, because if you don't have a sense of you, your motivations, your emotions, your triggers, you can't then really maximize the next area of growth, which is leadership growth. To be a really good leader, you need to know yourself, and you need to have that awareness and compassion and courage as well. And then to maximize your business growth capabilities, you need to, you know, it grows from those first 2. And then to build your personal brand as well, because everything is around reputation. So really that drives what I do.
Fascinating. And what are some of the common challenges that most individuals face when trying to build their brand identity?
Well, I think, you know, one of the biggest challenges is the voices in our heads. 95% of the negative things we hear are in our own heads.
Correct.
And so it's about how we navigate that journey, how we move from sometimes a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. I think that's one of them. I think obviously, you know, I think, you know, I think it's important to have a sense of your why. What is your purpose? Mm. I think, you know, some of the most successful people have a sense of what they're doing, why they're doing, and how that can impact others. So mindset, I think having a sense of your why, focus as well. I think particularly in this modern age with mobile phones, I think focus is something that people struggle with. And I think really successful leaders and entrepreneurs have an ability to focus when it's necessary. Combining your intuition with your instincts as well, and to make the optimal decision. So our intuition is based upon our culture and our genetics, and our instincts are based on our experiences. And I think it's having an awareness of all those things. And then when you need to make the right decision, it's making the best possible decision. So I think it's listening to yourself. It's having that awareness. It's tapping into your intuition and your instincts. I think a lot of, and focus as well. I think a lot of people struggle with all those areas.
Well said. The next question is that what are some of the key elements to consider when creating an authentic and strong personal brand?
I think that's a great question. I think, you know, consistency is very, very important. I think, you know, in this modern age, you know, we need to feel as though, you know, we can really identify with a personal brand. And I think consistency is one key area. You know, you can't be everything to everybody. So I think consistency is one area, one key aspect. I think authenticity as well, I think is really, really important. I think, you know, particularly in this online social media world, it's so easy to be sold stuff. So I think consistency, authenticity, I think really, really is important. Be genuine and authentic. People can see through lack of authenticity. You know, it's very, particularly in this controversial age of artificial intelligence, it's very easy to go on and get something produced by a machine. And I think authenticity is really important. Consistency, focus as well, I think is really, really important. Focus on what, you know, what it is that you stand for and what you want to be renowned for. I also think that, you know, we have to tell a story about ourselves. You know, when you introduced me, you mentioned your background and I mentioned mine as well. People are not really interested in numbers. People don't really care, correct, you know, how much I earned or how many jobs I had. They want to get a sense of me, the essence of me. So I think focus, consistency, authenticity, you need to tell a story about yourself. I also think, you know, you need to create an impact. You need to lead by example. Sometimes you need to take chances as well. And I think finally, Ashutosh, I think we need to think about the legacy we leave. I think this is the most important thing, you know, and a really good example of this is a mentor to mine, to myself, Marshall Goldsmith, Dr. Marshall Goldsmith, the world's leading executive coach. He's written the foreword to a couple of my books, and, you know, he's in his 70s now, and he's now giving back his body of knowledge. And for me, that's kind of what's driving me, you know, is to simplify what other people consider to be complicated things and then just give them to people. You know, that's my legacy. You know, none of us own facts, right? We should hand them down as we pass through. Right. So I think those would be the key seven kind of areas.
Well said. Great response. But, you know, you spoke about consistency and how important it is to maintain it. What thoughts or what pointers would you have for people who would want to maintain a consistent brand?
Well, it's much easier to get recognized for one topic if you consistently create content and brand voice around it, both online and offline. So I think you need to demonstrate consistency in terms of your communication, but also your gravitas as well. You know, you there needs to be consistency in the way that you speak, in how you communicate, and also in your appearance as well. You know, you don't want to be confusing people and appearing in different ways. Don't underestimate how tiny inconsistencies can derail personal brand effectiveness. So what I mean by that is, be very, very careful what you put online. You know, if you want to have a really strong, consistent personal brand, don't go and say some silly things on social media, you know, because the world is watching. You know, on LinkedIn, there's 800 million people. Also, you know, when I talk about consistency, something that unique that people can associate with your brand, I think is important. And for me, you know, I chose that the title, The Growth Strategist, because for me, it's all about those four elements of growth, and strategy is, you know, underpins everything. So you need to have some way of speaking to the market. But I think, you know, making sure that you are consistent in communication, gravitas, and appearance.
Well said. And you also spoke about social media. So my next question is that how has the rise of social media and digital platforms changed the landscape for branding and growth strategy?
Well, it's huge. I mean, I can talk from experience. I mean, you know, LinkedIn is a platform that has kind of almost, I would say, fundamentally changed the course of my own professional coaching consulting career. Because 7 years ago now, I reached out to Marshall Goldsmith on LinkedIn, never ever thinking he would respond, and he did, and wrote the foreword to a couple of my books, and has been a mentor. And so there is huge opportunity out there, you know, huge opportunity. I often say to people, particularly during the pandemic when people weren't flying around the world, there was huge opportunity to connect with thought leaders. And I often say to people I coach, connect with people like Marshall Goldsmith or Tonge Le Gentil or John Matone. You never know, they might respond, you know. Some of these thought leaders are looking to give back. So I think to answer your question more directly, there is huge opportunity for connection, you know, on social media, more than people think. But you've also got to be careful as well. There's a huge amount of wasted time there as well. So
Correct.
it's a massive window of opportunity.
Very interesting. And my next question, Simon, is that what role does storytelling play in branding and growth strategy?
Storytelling is huge, you know. We all have, you know, if your personal brand is not telling a story, you're basically losing your audience, you know. It's like you're on the inside lane of a motorway, and other people, if they have a strong story, they're going to be zooming down the outside lane. So you need to be able to tell a story clearly in an authentic way that engages, right? So you don't want to be sort of table thumping, but if you're losing your audience, you need to create a brand story that your audience can engage with. And no one wants to see you shouting on the internet, but you do need to have some way of garnering attention. And I'll give you a good example of this. So, you know, I strategically place my messages on LinkedIn in a way that kind of messages an authentic story moving through the four areas of growth: personal, leadership, business, and brand. And about 2 years ago, a woman, a senior executive from India, connected with me, and I ended up coaching her for a bit. And she's, I said, "How did you connect with me?" She said, "I watched you develop on LinkedIn." She actually watched my journey on LinkedIn. So there are people around the world watching you, you know, the right people. Obviously, there's a lot of time wasters as well. So
Correct.
if you've got the right story to tell and you have your own boundaries, there are connections out there. So the other final thing on that is you've got to let other people tell your story as well. You know, you've got to co-host, you've got to have podcasts, reviews, testimonials, and you know, it's wonderful to be invited by you as well. So you can't only tell your own story.
Correct. Oh, well said. Great response. Also, Simon, you know, in a world with so much digital noise, how can an individual or a business stand out and create a lasting impression on their audience?
That's a great question. I think again, you know, it's about that, it's being real to you. You know, it's being real to your purpose. What is your purpose? And I think that's, what is your why? You know, and I think that's critically important. And one of the things I do when I coach people, I ask them one question, right? To kind of try and focus people on what their purpose is. If you and I were having this conversation 3 years from today, and we were looking back to today, what has had to have happened in your life, both personally and professionally, for you to say, "I made the best of those 3 years"? That kind of focuses people a little bit on what it is they should be looking to do. And for me, it's about alignment, right? So, you know, to truly excel personally, professionally, you need to align with the true version of you, you know, the true version of you, and you need to match your confidence with your capability. That was something that Marshall Goldsmith said to me. You know, I was talking to him about my own career, and he said, "All you need to do, Simon, is match your confidence with your capability, not in an egotistical way, and people will be drawn to it." So I think there are just a couple of things to say to that.
Well said. I have two more questions on, you know, branding and strategy, and then we'll move to your books. How important is thought leadership for personal branding, and how can individuals position themselves as thought leaders?
Again, that's a great point. And you know, I'm in two minds about the term thought leadership. You know, I think it's quite easy for people to call themselves thought leaders, right? And
Correct.
having said that, you know, everybody's entitled to their thoughts, right? So
Absolutely. Yeah.
I do think if you've got something to say, say it. If you have something valuable to say, I say this to people when I coach them and they say, well, you know, I'm too junior, nobody knows me. Well, Marshall Goldsmith didn't know me when I reached out to him 7 years ago. So,
Yeah.
you know, I think you need to put it out there and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, you know. But at the same time, you know, you've got to have credentials. You've got to have, you know, there needs to be you need to be sub there needs to be substantiation to this, and obviously you need as much, you know, testimonial as you can get from others. So it's about growing one step at a time. You know, it's. I call it your brand frequency, you know, and you know, for example, my website, I have somebody works on my website, and I intentionally didn't want to have a really super smart website at the beginning of my journey because that didn't fit my brand frequency. I was down here, right? As my brand and my credibility and my followers and my material has grown, the quality of my website's gone up. And I think if people can think of their brand frequency being aligned with their personal growth journey, other people will see that.
Very interesting. And what are some of the misconceptions or pitfalls that people encounter when they start looking at their own journey, or they start crafting their own journey for building their brands?
I think, you know, I think not connecting their frequency with where they really are, their brand frequency with where they are. You know, I've seen you see some websites and they are super duper and they are wonderful and they're bells and whistles. And when you dig into the organization, it really is not as good as the website says. So it's about tying the two together. I think it's about being realistic as well. I think it's about being it's about telling a true story of where you're at. And I think it's about knowing yourself. It's about controlling yourself. It's about growing yourself. It's about being aware of others. And also, you have to work with others as well. So it's having those five aspects of self-awareness, and also being patient as well, Ashutosh, and being realistic as well, you know. And you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, this. And I've seen it myself. You know, I've been in this business, my own company, for 10 years, and each year, every year, the business has grown revenue-wise. Sometimes I felt like I'm not going anywhere, right? But you have to project forward and think about what's the bridge I want to build for my future, and then go for it. But as Buddhism says, don't attach yourself to the outcomes. I think a lot of people expect success, right? You need to plan, but don't attach to yourself to the outcomes. And I do think that as long as you're being honest and willing and open-minded, and you have good material, the right outcomes will manifest. But it takes patience and self-confidence and courage.
Well said, well said. Now, I'm going to move to your books now, Simon.
Right.
You mentioned you've written three books, and you're also in a five-star Amazon author. Tell me a little bit about your books.
Okay, well, I've been on a journey with the books because the first book I wrote 22 years ago when I was a lawyer, and it's called Contract Law in an E-commerce Age. So
Okay.
as it sounds, it's a book about law, and I was obsessed how technology and e-commerce impacts the way we navigate commercial outcomes. And it was a little bit ahead of its time. And then to fast forward, 8 years ago, when I was sitting in Australia, somebody said to me, Simon, you've had a career of putting together business deals, major deals, multi-100 million dollar deals when I worked in the tech industry, and as a CEO. Why don't you write down how you managed to get those deals together? And so I wrote a book called Deal Making for Corporate Growth about 6 years ago, which Marshall Goldsmith wrote the foreword to. And it was really about not about the deals, but how do we navigate each other to get the best possible commercial outcomes? And it's all about people, Ashutosh. It's all about paying attention. It's all about being honest. It's all self-honest. It's all about how we communicate. It's how we influence, etc. And that led me then on to the third book, which is called How to Be a Better Deal Closer, which again Marshall wrote forward to. And that really is, somebody said to me, that's like the wardrobe in the Narnia books, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and the children walk through a wardrobe into this magical new world. That's the aim of that book, is to demonstrate that the best way to be a deal closer is to be a human being and to connect with people, right? It's not about, it is about knowing contracts, etc., but it's all about people and influencing assertiveness. And there's a fourth book on the way with a title that's being worked on, but it's about the, you building your own growth journey. And really, that's more of a an autobiography, and it's bringing it all together with lessons to be learned around all the different aspects of your life and how you can navigate, how you can make a decision to go left or right, and what you can do to optimize outcomes. So that's a little journey of the books.
Amazing. So I'm going to ask all our viewers and listeners to go and check out Simon Haig's books on Amazon. I think his latest book is How to Be a Better Deal Closer. The new one that's coming out now, I think, Simon, good luck to you for the new book.
Thank you.
My last question to you, and this is for the thousands of people who will listen to our conversation, what would you say, based on such an amazing life journey you've had, what would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away from your own journey and from our conversation?
I think the first thing is the advice I got from Marshall Goldsmith, which was just fantastic. So many people lack confidence, you know, in various parts of the world. So match your confidence with your capability. Most people lack confidence. So go for it. You know, if you don't ask, the answer is guaranteed no. If you do ask, it's 50% yes. So if you have something valuable, if you have a thought, go for it. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing then is what other people think of you is none of your business. It's what you think of you, right?
And absolutely.
And on that, though, you need to be self-honest. And I often ask people to ask themselves three questions every morning. What do I like myself? Do I trust myself? And do I respect myself? And the third thing is, and I think this was a quote from Albert Einstein, if you always do what you always did, you will always get what you always got. So always be looking to grow and develop. We can never stop learning and developing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And on that note, Simon, and your three wonderful lessons, match your confidence with your capability. How important it is to be able to appreciate and understand self-honesty, which is so critical. And third one is that always be in a position to be able to understand and interpret everything that you are doing for yourself. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me about branding, about personal growth. Thank you also for speaking to me about your books.
You're very welcome.
Thank you again, and good luck to you.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.